Great to see everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for tonight's presentation titled Abortion Choice, Necessity or Injustice. Really pleased to see you all here. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, is that okay? Feel free to move a bit more to the front if it's not loud enough. It's absolutely fine. And really special thanks to Oliver Gross and Buckingham Chapel for inviting us. We really appreciate the hospitality. It's wonderful. So my name is Susie Molina, and I work for the Center for Bioethical Reform as liaison manager and head of public education teams. And with me tonight is Dave Brennan, who heads up our church project, Brephos. And so we'll be sharing tonight's talk. So before we begin, I would like to say that we are always aware when we talk about abortion that it is possible that there's somebody present this evening who has, you know, either had an abortion or has been affected in some way, whose life has been touched in some way, and we just want you to know more than anything that this is a condemnation-free zone. Okay? So you are really appreciated and treasured and loved, and there is healing, there is forgiveness for you, okay? We all need, you know, God's forgiveness and healing. And if during this talk you find yourself that there's something coming up that you need to have a chat to someone about, you can either have a chat with us afterwards, or you can approach Oliver, or if you're a member of another church, you can approach your own pastor or priest, or a family member or friend or something. We just really encourage you to share and to speak about it. And I guarantee you will be met with a lot of love and compassion. So at the start of our time together, I would like to ask you a question. Who inspires you? Is there anyone that comes to mind? So, just take a moment to think about this. So this could be someone that you know personally, somebody who is alive today, or this could be somebody that has already passed away, somebody very famous who has inspired you for some reason. So maybe somebody is already coming to your mind. So I would like to introduce you to somebody at the beginning of our time who has greatly inspired me. And that's this lady. Maybe some of you are familiar with her. Her name is Corrie ten Boom, and she lived around the turn of the last century. And Corrie and her family lived in Haarlem in the Netherlands, where they ran a very successful business for watchmaking. And they were also very dedicated Christians. And so they lived during the rise of the Nazis in Europe as well. And they saw the increasing danger that Jews found themselves in, especially as the Nazis invaded Holland. And Corrie and her family, they felt that they couldn't just stand by any longer as things were progressing, but they had to do something about it. And they felt very much compelled by love for their fellow human beings, and of course also by the Word of God. So what did they do in response? They created this hiding place in their own home where they hid hundreds of Jews between 1942 and 1944. And they basically hid them there first and then helped transition them into safer places outside the country. So I highly recommend that you watch the film The Hiding Place, which shares this incredible story of the family and the great struggle that the family went through as a result. So Corrie and her family helped to save effectively 800 Jews through their sacrifice, and obviously affected not only these 800 people, but people for many generations to come, as you can imagine. So eventually the Ten Boom family were arrested, all of them together, and they were put in different concentration camps. And many of Corrie's family members, they were abused and tortured and eventually killed. Corrie, however, miraculously survived, and she was released from Ravensbrück concentration camp due to a clerical error. It really was a miracle. So she was able, after her release, to travel all over the world and to share the amazing story of her family and how they helped the Jews, but also share the good news of Jesus. So usually when we think of somebody who inspires us, this represents a person who has done something really amazing and who has done something very sacrificial for someone else. And as you can see now, I find Corrie's story very inspiring, because what her and her family were doing, they didn't have to do that. They weren't Jews. They had a very happy life. They had a settled business. Everything was going really well for them. And they wouldn't have had to worry about anything, even though the Nazis were present in Holland at the time. However, her and her family decided to put their lives on the line for the most hated people group in their day. As I said, although they were not Jewish. And I find this story particularly moving because I'm from Germany originally, and the Nazi regime originated from my country. And Corrie's story is really giving me a lot of hope that in the face of incredible darkness and evil, that it is possible to be brave and to be compassionate and to step out to do something for someone else and to save lives. So whenever an injustice happens, we have one of four roles to play. We can either be the victim, the persecutor, the bystander, or we can be the defender. Now, we usually don't really have a choice about being the victim in most cases. However, we do have a choice about any of the other roles that we can play. So my question for you tonight is, which of these roles will you choose? Will you be the persecutor, the bystander, or will you be the defender? So what we're sharing with you tonight will clarify why we must become defenders of the unborn child and how we can do so effectively.